Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Let me just begin by telling you how thankful I am that you are studying the Word of God. And whether you happen to be in this book of Acts, like we are right now, following along with this podcast, or you're somewhere else in the Bible, it really doesn't matter as long as you just yield yourself to God and allow Him, through His Holy Spirit, to teach you what He wants you to know. God is, yes, he's for everyone, but He's also for us individually. And God will speak to me things that He wants in my life, and He'll speak to you for things that He wants in your life. That's the reason we go to Him in prayer. We want Him to speak to us today. So if you will, pray with me. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for another opportunity to study Your Word. We invite You to be among us with Your Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth and empowering us to live according to the truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You today, Lord. We honor You. We bless You and give You thanks again for the Bible, Your revelation of Yourself. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Peter Rehearsing the Trance. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 11 and verse 5. Luke the physician wrote how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, and in chapter 11 and verse 5 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter said, "And in a trance I saw a vision," where we read, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me." The verse begins, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision." Luke began with the words, "I was in the city of Joppa," which means I, Peter, was staying and abiding within the dwelling place, town, and habitation known as Joppa or Jaffo, whose name means beautiful, and was a city of Palestine on the Mediterranean, lying on the border of the tribes of Dan and Ephraim, praying or making orations, supplication, and worshiping God, and in a trance, which means, and within a throwing of the mind out of its normal state, alienation of mind, amazement, wonderment, and displacement of the mind, I saw a vision, or I, Peter, observed, noticed, and discerned a sight, divinely granted, spectacle, or ecstasy. Luke shared how Peter began to tell the Jewish apostles and believers about praying in Joppa, and having a vision from the Lord. The verse continues, "A certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me." Luke added the words, "a certain vessel descend," which means a particular implement, household, utensil, or domestic gear coming down as it had been a great sheet, or as though it were a large, massive, and spacious, fine white linen cloth. Let down from heaven, which means sent down from the region above the sidereal heavens, the seat of order of things eternal and consummately perfect where God dwells and other heavenly beings, by four corners, or by the four corners of the sheet. And it came even to me, which means, and the linen sheet arose and appeared to me, Peter. Luke shared how Peter recounted his story about the great sheet descending from heaven toward him. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Peter was telling his story about receiving a vision from God while he was praying in Joppa. The linen sheet let down from heaven was the inspiration for Peter going to the Gentiles. God wanted his gospel through his son Jesus to be told throughout the world. And because he loves everybody, he wants them to be in a relationship with him. Jesus came into the world and died on the cross for the sins of all mankind. And he was raised from the dead after 3 days, so that anyone who yields their life to him can truly be saved from their sins, forgiven of their sins, and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear this recounting of Peter's story understand the wonderful love of Jesus and his desire for them to yield their lives to him. Next time, Luke shares how Peter told the Jewish believers, "I considered, and I saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.